our awesome podcast with Holly and Adam and maybe a guest. We talk about things, we talk about stuff. We talk until we've had enough. Listen to our awesome podcast. All you have to do is not turn it off. The Adam and Holly are awesome podcast.
It's awesome.
The Adam and Holly are awesome podcast.
Hi, we're recording.
Hello and welcome to another episode of The Adam and Holly are awesome podcast.
Uh-huh.
In which I, Adam,
and I, Holly.
We talk about things and also stuff.
And things that are sometimes mistaken for stuff.
Correct.
Yeah.
I think the two terms might be interchangeable.
They might be. I'm glad you didn't lead with, like, the episode number or something.
Because I don't remember it.
Yeah.
Well, I think we started a new series.
We did. Well, yeah, we're series two now.
Series two of...
Because we had a hiatus.
Right.
We had kind of an inadvertent hiatus.
Well, now this series is on Tuesdays.
That's true. So it's like when a show gets successful, and then the next season they're like, we're going to move it to a more high viewership.
Or when it starts to
go bad, and they're like, we're going to move it to Wednesday afternoon.
Well, what did we do? It's Tuesday night.
We
now.
Went from Sunday night to Tuesday night. I think we did better.
Well, what are we up against on Tuesday?
Big Bang Theory for a while.
Really?
Yeah.
Is that on right now?
I think it's a different night now. I don't know. I can't remember.
Is it on? Is a new season on?
Probably not. It's summer, so there's never anything in the summer.
Yeah, we're waiting for all kinds
there's
of stuff.
Well, like sci-fi. Yeah, like sci-fi shows and like the cable network shows.
In English shows.
Because sci-fi has like Eureka and stuff right now, but network shows, they don't really do anything.
Is Will Wheaton in Eureka?
Will Wheaton and Felicia Day are both in one. Oh. Like, now.
Okay, we should watch that.
We should.
We should start watching that.
We tried to watch Psych.
We saw an episode.
It all that much.
Yeah. The Sherlock was awesome, though.
Sherlock was awesome. So, yeah, we were going to talk about crime dramas.
What's his name? Something Benedict Cumberbatch?
Cumberbatch. Cumberbatch, yeah, that's right. That's such a great name.
He has the craziest English name.
So many syllables.
I wonder if he really is like...
Maybe they just call him Ben Cum.
I don't think so.
Mr. Cum.
But his name sounds like aristocratic.
It really does.
Yeah.
The character he plays is kind of that way.
Maybe that's just how he
maybe
is.
Maybe he's like all posh and stuff.
He might be.
Like upper English, speaks the king of
British.
English.
Oh.
Well, then. Wears a monocle in his off time. In the top hat.
So I wonder if he can actually play the violin, because Sherlock Holmes plays the violin, and he talked about playing the violin, but he didn't actually play it.
Well, I mean, I guess we'll have to see. Probably not. Yeah. That'd be my
He probably would have played it already if he knew how.
Yeah. I'm guessing they would have showed that up
but,
already.
Yeah, but it's weird, because the series is only three episodes.
Well, right, but they're it's like three movies. It's like they made a trilogy already.
Yeah,
they did better than Lord of the Rings did last time.
Well, no, it's cool, though. We'll have to watch the second one.
Yeah, we will. Later, probably not tonight. I'm going to have to work at 9 tomorrow.
Yeah, so you got your new job at Target?
I got my new job at Target.
Mm-hmm. The signature Target circus.
I don't know if I should talk about it on the podcast, though. They have, like, a policy that anything you say that can be offensive related to Target and, like, social media and stuff can be considered harassment. And if I end up with coworkers who listen to this, I don't know if I want them to be able to use it.
Did you have a nice time at work today?
I actually did, except for getting injured.
Right.
An hour into my shift, the guy behind me hit me with a cart and bruised my Achilles tendon and, like, took a whole shave
of
skin
off.
It didn't seem that bad at first because it was numb, like, right after it happened. But then it wasn't bleeding, and it wasn't bleeding, and then it bled a little. We're like, well, we should probably get a Band-Aid.
See, what I do is then whenever someone gets hurt, I say, you should fill out a thing, so in case you're broken forever.
I mean, I agree with that, except that they've had, like, 41 days injury-free, and if you get to, like, 100 or something, you get free food.
You do?
From corporate. Yeah, the whole store gets stuff.
But what, so they're just saying don't report any injuries so we all get free
food. Well, no, they're saying don't get injured, but I don't want to be the one to, like, mess it up. Although, as I was walking out today, there was another girl talking about how she can't lift more than 5 pounds now for the next, like, 2 weeks because she had some sort of back thing or something, so I think she might have messed it up before I did.
So then, okay. So
I'll still report it.
Good.
I mean, anyway. I don't know. They might just count incidents as, like, stuff people have to go to hospitals for or something, which I don't.
What was that show that we watched this morning with the Angel Summoner?
Oh, that Mitchell and Webb look.
Yeah. It's like the Brian Lowry, except newer. And,
yeah, and with a laugh track.
Yeah, it reminds me of Little Britain and stuff like that.
But Brian Lowry didn't have a laugh track, they just had a live audience.
Right.
So
well, that's more fun.
It's as good as a laugh track, it's just better timed and less...
Because they laugh for real.
Right. Yeah, laugh tracks are just awkward because if you actually listen to them, it's like the laughing comes in and stops really abruptly. Mm-hmm. And that would never happen. There's always trailers.
And there's always one guy going,
that's true. Literally.
Like, it just had a random odd.
Or one woman with, like, a real high pitch, like,
Maybe we shouldn't do that. We're hurting our listeners' ears.
I don't care. We want two listeners?
We don't care about our listeners. Screw you guys.
Yeah, well, no. No, because they're the only people who like us. So
I mean, hold on to you guys them. Are cool.
No, so anyway, we're going to talk about crime dramas. So I think, yeah. Like Sherlock Holmes is cool because it's not the typical crime drama.
Well, it is. I mean, it's Sherlock Holmes. He started it.
Right, I understand that. But I mean, as far as television goes now, like the way they make it, the stories and stuff.
Well, the thing I like about Sherlock is that it's set in the present.
Yeah,
and
like, I know.
It's like, you're like,
well, I mean, but it makes sense that he would take advantage of technology. Like, why wouldn't
he? He's smart.
But it's realistic. That's the thing I like.
I mean, mostly.
Yeah. Mostly realistic.
Yeah. Like, I like that Stephen Moffat wrote it, because he does a good job.
Yeah. It's a good thing it doesn't have to be a serial thing. Mm-hmm. He's really good at one-off things.
Right, I think we already talked about that.
Yeah, we did. But, I mean, it's still relevant at this point. But, yeah. It's nice and refreshing to watch something more intelligent than, like, Law & Order SVU, where if you watch it the whole time, you know the bad guy, really, most of the time, is not going to come before the 45-minute mark. Mm-hmm. That you might have met him already, but they won't have discovered who it was. Right. Same thing with, like, CSI and...
Well, they have one now that is just, like, one crime happened. They're trying to figure it out. What show is that?
What? I don't know. What?
Is it The Killing or something?
I don't know. I haven't seen it.
But there's one that it's like, it's one crime happened, and the whole show, like, it's going to be like a series of them trying to figure out what happened in this crime.
Like the whole season. So are they supposed to find out who it is at the end of the season?
Maybe.
Because if so, like, why wouldn't you just watch the first episode and then the last episode?
I don't know.
I would do.
But it kind of reminds me of how Torchwood is, too, because, like, a mystery, you know, you don't know what's going on.
Right. Well, I mean, I think that's one thing that British people have right, is that they tend to serialize their stuff more than we do. Mm-hmm.
Especially
like their crime dramas and stuff. And it's not necessarily like always the resolution's going to be in this episode or the resolution's going to be in the next episode. Because rarely in American TV do you ever see a 3-part episode. It's usually 2-part.
Well, I mean, if you're looking at like old Doctor Who episodes, like if it was like a 4 or 5-part thing, like the first episode would just be them showing up and then they'd show who the bad guy is, you know, right at the end. And then cut to the next episode, they go, pow!
Yeah, bad guy's doing stuff.
It's like the Dalek comes out of the water or something, you know?
Yeah, I mean, to some extent, American TV, they do the 2-parters, but you never really see 3. At least I don't.
Well,
there's still some ongoing stuff, like in like Bones and stuff. I know there's ongoing, like every once in a while, the one bad guy they've been investigating will come back, but it's not quite the same, you know?
Right. Well, I mean, I guess the only thing I have to compare it to is Doctor Who, because I keep going back to that.
That's true.
But the new one,
we haven't watched We haven't watched a whole lot of other, like, British, we should watch, like, a British crime drama.
Okay.
I'd say Law & Order UK, but that doesn't count.
But we watched Sherlock.
That doesn't, no, like something else.
Something different. If anybody has any suggestions for a...
Yeah, let us know.
British crime drama.
Maybe they don't have crime dramas. Maybe they haven't bought into the CSI
model. Because at the store, I saw there's like a box set of Poirot.
He's
like a detective.
Oh.
I think it's Agatha Christie wrote it.
Okay.
And it's just...
Okay, do they have anything that's original to TV, though? Like we have CSI and NCIS.
I'm sure they do.
Or maybe they just never bought into it. But they bought into the reality TV like we did, too.
Yeah, they got the Big Brother.
They still do Big Brother. They still do Big Brother here. Do you know that?
I haven't watched
it. It's got to be Big Brother. Like, well, because last time I knew Survivor was in, like, the 20s. They've done, like, 20 series of Survivor. Yeah, there's so many.
It hasn't been 20 years since it started.
No, they do more than one a year.
Oh, because, you know, they can, because it's cheap.
No, it's been like 10 years, though, since I started.
Right, but that's 2 a year.
At least, yeah. Well, yeah, it is cheap. I mean, they just have to leave people on the island for a while.
I have to go back.
We gotta find my boy!
We have to go back! Don't tell me what I can't do! If anybody hasn't seen Lost, that's all Lost references.
I'm sure they've seen.
Well,
at this point, they probably just don't care for references.
Yeah, because sometimes they get it.
Yeah. So I don't miss not having TV here.
Cable. Yeah, we don't have cable.
Like, we can't watch these shows a lot of the time. I mean, we can watch, but
I don't want to.
Yeah, I'm not that interested. Like, here's the thing. Like, I'm interested in them when I'm somewhere that they have cable. Like, when I'm home and my mom will watch NCIS or whatever. Like, I'm interested in it then, but I'm not so interested that I'd seek it out. Like, it's something to watch. Yeah, we're still recording.
Okay. Because your screensaver.
Yeah, my screensaver turns on after 10 minutes, so.
Okay, so we were recording for 10 minutes already?
Yeah, right.
Holy crap.
I know, right?
Anyway.
It gets easier when we talk to each other and not the microphone.
Well, you've seen Unsolved Mysteries, right? Because I bought that box set of Unsolved
Mysteries. Not much. See, I don't like Unsolved Mysteries, but I like Resolution. And there's no resolution in an unsolved mystery.
No, but I used to watch it when I was little with my granny. Mm-hmm. And like it was on at like 7 o'clock or whatever, and it was like, and the guy talks like this, and something happened, and then they do a dramatization of what happened.
Yeah,
and
I don't like it.
It's unsolved.
I don't like unresolved things. It makes me weird and nervous.
Well, we should watch one of those.
I don't want to. Because
it's been I haven't watched it in at least 20 years.
Yeah. But I'm not gonna be able to. I'm gonna be like, this guy's gonna come kill me. It's unsolved. He's gonna kill again.
And then they are all dead, and nobody knows why. Was it aliens?
Well, aliens keep drawing you things. I've noticed. We have.
Yeah, I got another drawing.
Some pictures. Well, I don't think you talked about the first one. Cause you didn't have the first one.
Well,
last podcast.
The other day I came home from work and there was a drawing of a slightly confused.
A confused and horribly malformed teddy bear.
Right, and it was on my TV.
It really is. Confused and horribly malformed.
Well, he does have a question mark and a bubble around his head.
Well, right, because he's confused.
Because that's what confused is.
Yeah, that's what confused.
And I was afraid, so I tweeted about how I was concerned.
It does have a signature at the bottom, but someone else's signature.
I can't read it.
Doesn't say aliens.
I can't read it from there.
Then you got another one though.
Then like yesterday, I came home and there was another picture, but this time it was a confused and horribly malformed pig. And then I did
look how long that pig's tail. It's got like 4 curly cues on the pig's tail.
Well, that's why it's horribly malformed.
I know, right?
Otherwise, it
got some nipples too. Got 6 little nipples.
Lots of pigs have. They have a bunch of nipples.
They do. Because
they have like a litter of piglets.
What about male pigs? Did male pigs have like a ton of nipples too? Well, they probably do. Well, because like male and female humans are born with nipples.
Are they?
Both of them, yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah, that's true.
But I guess I think they're more pronounced on the females.
Yeah, probably.
Because they have a purpose.
Right. Well, mostly. Unless it's a barren female, in which case she's probably dead. Because a barren female pig is of no use to a farmer.
So it's bacon.
Yeah, exactly. I almost bought some bacon and there's bacon on sale at Target.
Why didn't you buy bacon?
I don't know. Well,
did you buy Portal 2 yet?
No, I was going to get you coffee filters too and I forgot. No, I'm not going to buy Portal 2 new. It's not worth it.
I had to buy coffee filters for work too because I promised I would get coffee filters because they were running low.
Should we go to Target tonight?
Sure, we'll go to Target. We'll go walk around Target and you can be like, oh, I'm so injured. I hope that I get my injury settlement.
Settlement, but
I hope I get my $7 settlement. Anyway.
Do you think you'd like making coffee?
What?
We should lay some tracks down underneath these podcasts in these days.
I got the soundtrack for Fallout 3.
I saw that. It was pretty awesome. Cool. How many songs are on it?
It's like 5. But it just has that, I don't want to set the world on fire.
You should learn the guitar chords.
But it was
for
so weird how I found it, because I was like putting DVDs away, like in Overstock, and then I was putting them on the top shelf.
Yeah, it's in a weird case. It's not a CD case.
Yeah, it's in a DVD case, but I was putting DVDs up on the top shelf, and they wouldn't go. There was something in the way, so I moved it, and I grabbed it, and I'm like, that's Fallout 3! And I looked at it, and it was a CD with like 5 songs, and it has like a poster. And our CDs are on sale for 99 cents at Pawn America all day, every day, until the sale's over.
I thought you weren't going to talk about where you work either.
I mean, at an unnamed pawn shop.
At a regional pawn shop.
CDs are 99 cents and DVDs are $1.99. Go buy stuff.
buy the shit out of the stuff.
If you live near one. If you live anywhere near the Midwest.
Or if you're poor, do what I used to do. Just go to the library and check it out. And then
they have video games at the library.
What?
Because some lady brought in, like,
why haven't you been to the library yet?
I don't know where it is.
You have Google?
Well, obviously, but I don't know where it is. Like, I was going to go to the library because the lady brought in... Oh, excuse me, I got hiccups. Some lady brought in a game. And I said, like, the library. I'm like, you get games at the library? And she's like, oh, yeah, you can have, like, you get them for a week. And I was like, oh, that's cool.
Wait, but how'd she bring you in there?
Well, no, she's like, it was in her PlayStation when she brought it
in.
Oh,
okay. And then
she's like, oh, I need to bring that back to the library. And I'm like, the library?
That's cool. Yeah. I didn't know that. I thought they were supposed to promote, like, literacy and stuff, not melting your mind with video games.
Well, you learn, there's words in video games.
That's true. Actually, some video games are really educational. Mm-hmm. Mostly they're for the Wii.
Right. I had a Wii once.
Did you?
And I had the Wii Fit.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And I like Wii Fit. I like the Wii Fit, too, because there's a thing that you, like, you put the thing on your belt or whatever,
mm-hmm.
and then, like, you run, and then, like, you're supposed to, like, change a channel or, like, watch something else.
Oh, I didn't put it, you didn't even have to put it on your belt, you can just hold it in your hand.
Right, you're just supposed to, like, it says you can now change a channel, and then, like, just do this certain thing.
Yeah, you just walk for a while.
Or just walk.
Yeah, like, I did, like, step aerobics. I, like, walked up and then down.
Yeah,
and...
I thought the Wii Fit was a lot of fun.
Yeah. It's not enough for me to buy a Wii though.
And the little pad or whatever, it's easy to store.
It's
you just slide it under whatever.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, like I don't really like playing games on the Wii all that much. Except
I like bowling. I love the bowling on there.
My grandpa kicks my ass at that bowling game. Well, he's a bowler. Like he's good in real life.
He knows how to do it.
It's funny because I was gonna I played him. I lived with him for a summer, like half a summer, and I thought I'll play bowling with my grandpa. And I'll probably be better than him, you know, I'll make it feel okay, because I've been playing video games a long time, and he hasn't. And he gets up and he just whips the thing, you got like a 215 or something, I got like an 80.
You're like, you jerk.
I was amazed, I was like, that's awesome, my grandpa, well, he owns a Wii, he's got it for his
For some reason, grandkids. Old people love Wiis.
Well, it's because it's accessible to them, the buttons are easy.
Mm-hmm.
The interface is easy. You don't have to remember a whole bunch.
You just kind of point the thing at the
because,
TV.
Well, it's because it's kid-friendly, it's also old people-friendly. It's also non-technology people-friendly. Right. So.
Well, I noticed, too, that they started
and,
doing,
I
like,
mean, that's what Nintendo has been doing, is marketing to kids, well, and to old people. They really, like, with the Wii and the DS, they really tried to make it multi-generational. Like, that was their whole point.
So it's weird because, like, DS is aimed at kids and old people. But
and casual gamers.
But I'm, like, regular age.
Well, I mean, regular age people play it, too.
Uh-huh. Really
it's
like
aimed
my,
at everybody.
I really like my DS.
I think it's aimed at everybody with an emphasis on accessibility to kids.
Well, I guess the thing is, too, I've been playing Nintendo systems since I was, you know, 12 years old.
Well, right, because they've been around for...
That's what I had.
Forever. Yeah.
No, I was, like, 7.
Although I think Nintendo's really losing a hold on the market. Cause they,
I mean, they have a
First of all, they don't have HD output.
Mm. Well, I don't think that they're in a different class, though. They're not like super
they're,
gamer.
Yeah, they're
stuff.
Casual gamer for
right.
sure.
Right, because I mean, Xbox and PlayStation are fighting for the like hardcore
right.
gamers.
But and PC still. Oh, they're still PC. Holy crap!
You got your
my
firewall.
My Avast has updated.
It's
itself.
In pirate.
It is in pirate. I love it. what was I saying?
Avast.
Oh, the problem is that Nintendo's going to become too, if they keep upgrading their stuff, they're going to become too prohibitively expensive for a casual gamer. Because a casual gamer doesn't want to drop $250 on the system just to play a game every once in a while, you know?
Right.
So.
Well, I think, I mean, also too with the 3DS, that was a big flop for them, I believe.
Yes,
I feel like it is.
Well, that's why they've done a price cut so quickly, because they're dropping the price like $80.
Well, because people are afraid to buy it.
Well, nobody wants to buy it, first of all, because it makes you dizzy, second of all, because it's got an insanely short battery life, and third of all, because it's like the fifth DS.
And
nobody
it hurts
cares.
Your eyes
It does.
A lot.
I can't do it.
Like, I look at it, I'm like, I can't look at this.
Yeah,
if
you turn off the 3D, I'm fine, but then it's just a DS.
Yeah.
Didn't our microphone used to have a light on it?
Yeah.
Did we break it? Did we break the microphone? Well, yeah, it's still plugged in, because it's still recording our voices. Weird.
That's weird.
I didn't notice if it was on last week's. Maybe it broke in the move. Maybe the light just...
No, it was on when I had it plugged in over my computer.
Maybe it's just...
Today. Maybe you don't have enough power coming out of your USB port.
I don't know. Oh, you know what? It's totally not even plugged in.
is not plugged in?
No.
How are we recording?
I have a microphone in my laptop. That didn't even occur to me. So, I'm probably really loud on this recording.
Did you never even plug it in?
I didn't even.
That is awesome.
That is amazing.
We're sitting here talking into this microphone.
So, hold on. We'll see if we can pause it, if it'll switch microphones.
All
right. So, I don't know which microphone we're recording on, though. Let's see. Hold on. We'll do an experiment. Okay. Good talk.
I'm talking.
You're talking right now. I think we might still be in that one.
It doesn't matter.
Yeah, we are. We're still... Okay, so we're recording on my laptop microphone.
Maybe we've been recording on that every time.
No, we haven't been recording on that every time.
Are you sure?
Yeah, I'm sure.
Are you sure you're sure?
I'm positive because we've recorded on your computer.
No, but I mean every time that we have this plugged in, does it use that one by default? And there's no point in having this other one plugged in?
No, I don't think so. No, I think... Well, you could probably pick. Okay, we'll pause again. Hold on. So I think we're still recording my laptop microphone.
It doesn't matter.
It doesn't really matter, does it? It'll just be a shitty quality episode, probably. Because it's not the best microphone, by any means. And I'll sound, like, way close, and you'll sound, like, super far away.
I just think it's funny that you didn't even plug in the microphone.
I know. Well, I mean, I guess it's good that I do have a laptop microphone, because otherwise we would have been talking for 20 minutes.
Well, no,
although
we
would have noticed.
We would have noticed a lot sooner.
So maybe it's bad that I have a laptop. I don't know. Maybe it just doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter. So anyway.
Maybe we'll record a bonus episode this week to make up for it.
Okay, we'll see.
Not tonight, though.
No, not tonight, because I'm going to play Fallout tonight.
Oh. Because someone could watch a movie or something.
Okay, but I have one trophy left to get.
Right, but I was gone all day, and I'm not going to see you again for like a couple days.
I was gone all day, too. Oh,
yeah,
you're
I know, that's what I'm saying. Yeah,
tomorrow.
I work
tomorrow
early, and you
work tomorrow.
Okay.
We're always working at different times.
I don't have any problem with you playing. I just...
No, I know, but we should watch Sherlock instead.
Okay, we should watch something.
Okay.
Okay.
I think we might be done with this one.
You
It'll be
so?
Short, because it's...
No, we can't.
No, we'll do this, and we'll do a bonus one later.
Okay. All right, so it's a short episode.
It's a short episode, because
we had plenty to talk about, and then we had technical difficulties that are completely my fault.
And now we're all off track and off kilter, so...
Yeah, I can't even think anymore.
So we'll talk to you guys later. Okay, bye.